Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
I have a confession to make. I spend way too much time on the internet, perusing the home pages of browsers like Yahoo, Edge, MSN, Chrome, and whatever other names they go by. A lot of what you find on their home pages is stupid yet weirdly entertaining. It's like slowly cruising past an accident on the interstate. You want to look away, but you can't. I'm surprised there isn't a browser called Gotcha. We've talked about these headlines before, but I keep on collecting some of the best or worst examples that have populated my web browser home pages. Maybe you've seen some of these yourself. Often these so-called news items appear under a headline nearly impossible to ignore. Only after you investigate, you realize you've been had. How about this one? Trump, worried about his perfect hair, wants to change how showers flow. I gotta admit, I wanted to click on that one so badly. Somehow I found the strength to resist. Still, I have to wonder, is the law of gravity at risk here? Here's another one. JFK's grandson says J.D. Vance's wife is way hotter than his grandmother Jackie Onassis was. I hardly know where to start with this one, but I can say that it definitely moves the needle on the creepiness meter. Some of the gotcha headlines are blatant attempts to suck you in by calling attention to some perceived conflict or feud. Like this one. Josh Allen does not hold back on head coach. Sounds like there's trouble in Buffalo, right? Disgruntled player blasts the boss. Nah, what he actually said was how much he admires the guy. This is a ploy that is used a lot on the internet. When we hear that someone doesn't hold back, our first thought is that it's a negative thing. Not in this instance, it wasn't. He was showering his coach with praise. Sometimes the claims venture into the world of the absurd, like this one. UFO is moving at incredible speeds underwater, Congressman says. My guess is it's just a really fast fish trying to escape from a predator. It happens all the time underwater. I worry about the congressman, though. Sounds like he's been underwater himself in Washington too long. Here's a personal favorite. Elderly man escapes nursing home to attend heavy metal festival. I don't know who the guy is, but when I saw that, I became a big fan. Rock on, dude. Just make sure you're back before they lock the doors for the night. Here's one that just makes you laugh. Garlic factory burns down. Onlookers say the smell was fabulous. Obviously, someone was just having fun with that one. And if you ever had an Excedrin headache, you can empathize with the guy in this headline. Florida man wakes up with headache only to discover his wife shot him while he slept. I'll bet the poor fellow was grumpy all day. Finally, you have to admire the disconnect in this headline. 109-year-old woman says secret to her long life is wanting to die. Clearly, there's a lesson to be learned here. You don't always get what you want. As misleading and even phony as many internet headlines are, they still don't approach the absurdity of those old tabloid newspaper headlines. My favorite? Child trapped in refrigerator eats own foot. I gotta stop falling for clickbait stuff. The last thing these weirdos need is encouragement.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.